Hi, I'm Wendy Dean.
And I'm Simon Talbot.
And this is Moral Matters.
And as you can probably hear from my voice, I have laryngitis, but because we wanted to get this episode recorded and out to you all, we are going to power through. So hopefully I survive the episode. In addition, some of you may have noticed that our episode schedule has been a little bit more erratic this season than previously. And you may also notice that we have one less episode this season. Like many of you, our schedules and those of our guests are at least as busy as they were before the pandemic, and so it's been really tricky on occasion to coordinate recording sessions.
So we were facing trying to keep to our schedule, pressuring ourselves, our guests, our fabulous producer, to meet an arbitrary deadline, or to accept the interruptions as necessary to keep the work sustainable and to respect that our guests volunteer their time, so we want to make it as convenient as possible for them.
We are in this for the long haul, and so sustainability won out.
But we also thought that this might be a great chance to get a glimpse behind the curtain, so to speak, at what it takes to create an episode and why it can get so hairy when the rest of our schedules speed up.
So each episode takes about 1 to 3 hours of reading journal articles, books, popular media to find great guests. And then we have 3 or more hours to schedule a guest and do the background research and develop some of the framework for our conversations.
After that, when we get on the podcast to record, it takes about 30 minutes of troubleshooting before the recording, because no matter how good the platforms are that we use, there's always something. Simon and Dave would say it's usually my lousy internet, but you know, it is what it is. And then it takes us an hour to record.
And then we have 3 or more hours of post-production, which is primarily on Dave to clean up the recording and make it easy for our listeners to experience the conversation the way we intend it. And then we have at least another hour preparing show notes, links, uploading the episode, and spreading the word.
So that all adds up to almost 10 hours of behind-the-scenes work for each 30-minute episode. And that further adds up to almost 500 hours devoted to creating this podcast so far.
And Wendy and I and Dave, too, really love bringing these conversations to you, and we really enjoy speaking to these guests that you'll hear and learning a lot ourselves. But we thought it would help to understand why it can be such a challenge to get all of these done sometimes.
And by way of apology, we will be more intentional about signposting delays or schedule changes in the future. We're learning as we go.
But what we wanted to talk about today was some of the amazing guests we've had this season.
Yeah, so the first guest of our season was Brian Hughes. And he was a chaplain with United Healthcare, which is a $250 billion corporation. And he's working with United Healthcare not just to support their patients, but also to support the workforce.
Yeah, I found that a fascinating conversation because we don't often think about chaplains in corporate America and the role that they have.
Yeah, for sure. And I love the way he described it as stemming from his own experience and putting his soul to the role.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. After Brian, we spoke with Jay Baruch, who's a professor of emergency medicine at Output Medical School at Brown University and the author of 2 award-winning short fiction collections.
And what I loved about that conversation was how doing something that we don't usually think about as part of medicine, namely writing, really helps to connect him to his patients and to their experience.
I think I've heard that from quite a number of people over the last few months, and particularly through the pandemic, how people have used some of these sort of peripheral experiences to better explain their jobs and better understand what makes them tick.
And then we spoke with Rosemary Bott, who is at the Institute for Labor Relations at Cornell University. And she talked with us about how private equity and the corporatization of care has really changed how healthcare is structured, but also how it's delivered.
Yeah, I just love economics, and hearing from somebody who has thought about this so deeply for such a long period of time and has watched these changes and looked at how economics has impacted healthcare and frankly has been part of the moral injury conversation, I've just found incredibly interesting.
And I noticed as I was going through this wrap-up that we spoke to a lot of emergency physicians this season. And I think maybe part of the reason why we did that is because the emergency room folks are really, they have really been suffering over the last 6 months with the staffing shortages and the workflow issues that are happening across healthcare. So what I've seen, I think you've probably seen it too, Simon, is that emergency physicians are really, they have really been struggling. Not that others haven't been, but they're the place where you go to get care when you can't access care anywhere else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we also spoke with Caitlin Delaney McCord, and she is an ER physician and a former military veteran who decided in the last year that she was going to transition to fewer clinical hours and start working in industry as a result of her own moral injury in order to try to fix the system from the outside.
Yeah. On the theme of emergency room doctors, we spoke with Dr. Steve Bowen, who spoke a lot about the challenges in the emergency room, particularly with, for example, boarding in the emergency room, and has been thinking about the way we deliver care in the emergency room for a tremendously long time as well, and how this impacts the care that we can provide on our patients.
And what I was so impressed by, not in a sort of terrified way, were the numbers that he presented about the aging of the baby boomer generation is going to do for the amount of healthcare resources we're going to need in the near future.
Yeah, staggering numbers. And I know there's a lot of talk about how we're going to change the way we deliver healthcare, but it just seems like this is all going to have to happen incredibly quickly.
Right. We also talked to Marvin Swartz, who is a psychiatrist who works in North Carolina, and he spent decades working with the state of North Carolina to try to deliver better mental health care in the state.
Right. You know, a challenge in so many different places is behavioral health and mental health care. And a little bit like you were saying with the emergency room doctors, this is a group that's incredibly hard hit by some of the challenges we've had lately.
Yeah. Well, we've sort of systematically underfunded the mental health care system in the U.S., as we've talked about on previous episodes, for a half century. And unfortunately, it's caught up with us. So thankfully, mm-hmm. we have doctors like Marvin Swartz who are working hard at changing it.
And after Dr. Swartz, we spoke with Tom Mayer, who's the NFL medical director. And I hadn't fully grasped it this when before we spoke to him, but he's really the players' representative, represents the players, not the owners.
Correct.
Does everything he can to advocate for those folks who can have a lot of challenges.
Right. He was very interesting, and because of some of the roles that he's played, he's also a former ER doc, and so he's had a lot of different roles as a result of that. But I was really fascinated by his advocacy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then finally, we talked to James Hu, who is he's an oncologist and a former Army officer who started a leadership program at USC focusing on building physician leaders with the characteristics that align with workplace well-being for those they serve.
And so interesting to think that some of the things that we talk about can be managed through really excellent leadership. And this is particularly relevant to some of the other conversations we've had when we speak to folks on the front line, which is that, yes, it costs money to train people, but good leadership is not an expensive commodity in and of itself. And I think that's a really interesting concept when it comes to some of the things to get out of the situation we're in.
Right. And if we invest in good leaders, we may be able to invest less in the turnover that we see.
Mm-hmm.
So next season, we're hoping to focus more on potential solutions. And in the middle of the season, our book, If I Betray These Words, Moral Injury in Medicine and Why It's So Hard for Clinicians to Put Patients First, will go on sale April 4th. We hope we'll have a few sneak peeks in the lead up and then more after the book release.
Now, we really love sharing these conversations with you. We enjoy having them. And the team works really hard to make it seem effortless and to get this work online. But we could really use your help. So if you'd like to hear more and appreciate the work we do, please follow the link and please donate what seems reasonable to you to our website. As always, Thank you for joining us for Moral Matters. Our producer is Dave Young at Widget Studios. Our podcast coordinator is Ariel Morton.
To learn more about the nonprofit Moral Injury of Healthcare, you can go to our website at fixmoralinjury.org, and our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram links are in the show notes, so you can continue the conversation there. Share episodes with friends and colleagues, or post a link on social media, and if you subscribe, rate, and review the show, that makes it easier for new listeners to find us.
Thank you for listening.
And stay well.